So in summary, what we're trying to suggest here, this new fractal science of life, this solution to the how an infinite number of waves could agree to meet with perfect constructive compression, could be the solution to virtually all of the major mysteries of science and life and the problems of culture. For example, we have a whole list in our web discussion of these things, goldenmean.info/fractalworld. We say that fractality could be the new science of understanding the creation of mass, that mass creation, matter creation requires fractality, the key to cold fusion, the key to understanding the electrical nature of gravity, that fractality is literally electrical key to gravity. We say that it's the key to the origin of creating life force electrically, that fractality is the key to creating healing in general. You know, negative ion is a fractal. Negative ion winds creates healing in hospitals. We say that fractality is the key to the origin of self-organization from all forms of chaos, the only path out of chaos. That fractality is the origin of symbol making in general. The golden mean spiral makes the origin of alphabets. So to symbolize is to embed, and to nest perfectly is to get fractal. So to take the shape of the outside inside perfectly, to make a symbol is to make fractal in essence. We say it's the origin of consciousness in general. When the body and brain's electric field gets fractal, you get the origin of perception and consciousness. We say it's the origin of understanding peak experience, bliss, and enlightenment. We say fractality is the key to the symmetry of the vacuum in physics. The headlines of Nature magazine and New Scientist magazine, one says the universe is fractal. The other says the universe is a dodecahedron. What they both don't know is the dodecahedron stellated is the perfect fractal, and that is the cause of gravity that holds the universes and everything together. We say that fractality is the solution to understanding the nature of time. If you understand that time is a name for charge in rotation, and that even time, that rotation of charge we call time, cannot emerge from chaos if it's not fractal. You want miracles, synchronicity in your life? Rearrange the event structure to look like a golden mean spiral in time. The famous book, Spiral Calendar, A Golden Mean Spiral in Time. Fractality, the key to understanding how to concentrate life force, to reinvent feng shui in architecture. Fractality to understand what happens for the electrically successful death. That at the moment of death, the reason people see the top-down view of their own DNA is because that's precisely how to take the electric field called your memory through death. Do you see how profound this is? That fractality is the actual physics of the origin of color. If we take the spectrum of the visible wavelengths we call color, it's actually one octave, about 350 to 700 nanometers, that if we express that octave from 0 to 180 degrees, the tilt of the photon, which is a donut, the only angles to make the exact frequency of all the primary colors besides the cube are the internal angles of a dodecahedron, that actually photons converge in a fractal based on a dodecahedron and get sorted, emerge from chaos, the physics of the reason there is a rainbow. Do you see how we could go on here? If we understand how nature uses fractality to create self-organization at every level, take water purification, for example. If you take the electrical form of water when it's moving down a cone and you want to cause that water to have more life force and cause seed germination, you move that water based on a pine cone, which is really the fractal view, that the water that comes out the end will actually nourish seeds nourish seed germination measurably better. It's the flow form science, all based on golden ratio and fractality. So water is just one example of how to teach every living wave system to emerge from chaos and be healed if you understand the new fractal science of life. So yes, it's a big picture, and isn't it fun? You know, once we understand this fractal science of life, and we look at ancient science like feng shui, we can really see how the wisdom of feng shui can be reinvented and redeveloped now that we understand that what they've been talking about as qi in feng shui is actually the ability to attract charge non-destructively to center. For example, we teach feng shui around the world, the science of feng shui, for fengshuiseminars.com, Roger Green's group. We've been doing this for years. And science is a beautiful way to enrich feng shui and make it more self-empowering. But if we were to take a look, for example, at the top-down view of the ancient map of Prague in Czechoslovakia, we see that the actual ancient layout for Prague is a map of a rose. So the magnetic lines of that city actually look like a rose. And we were actually there, and we did a conference, and we found that sleeping in the center of that rose actually made us able to lucid dream in ways we hadn't experienced for a long time. So what's attracting life force or chi to the center of that city, this is something you can sell to a mayor of a big city like Melbourne here, for example, that what attracts chi or life force or people or money to a city is actually its ability to attract charge and thus concentrate life force. So the magnetic map of your city needs to look like a rose, just like the magnetic map of your house or your backyard. In feng shui, they call this the Ming Tang, the entrance, the place where you attract charge. In fact, the principle of how you attract this charge, the chi of life in feng shui, is this self-embedded, this living curvation, this rose-like fractal shape. So it means that, yes, in ancient times, they knew you used a magnetic map like dowsing tools, etc., use the earth energy lines, the telluric lines, and you rearrange these structures with paramagnetic and living material so all the charge concentrates in one fractal rose-like center space, and that's where you get what's called sacred space. And you can measure that. You put a capacitor there. The place where the capacitor sees the most frequencies, harmonic inclusiveness, non-destructive charge compression, will be the place where you feel the sweet spot of feng shui. And it will be the place called sacred. And it will be the place Carlos Castaneda called the place of power. And it will be the place where seeds will germinate best. So we're actually saying, you know, dear feng shui practitioner, dear architect, we're going to give you a paycheck at the end of your day if you have designed a living capacitor that will improve seed germination. So suddenly, architects have no excuse for building metal buildings. And this is one little problem of feng shui, is we know that if you have these transformers, like with your computer, it will cause nausea and lack of digestion for everyone in the room and reduce attention span. But the problem was that when feng shui was invented, they didn't know what electrosmog was. Whereas now we know the principle behind feng shui, which is create the electric field, which is fractal of all of life, and so we can correct and improve and complete the process of describing life force electrically, which is the real beautiful rose behind feng shui. They always said a sharp corner was bad feng shui, but now we know the physics. That's the place where capacitance is bleeding. Whereas living feng shui is actually what we call the calculus of living curvation. That the perfect angle of curvature of charge is the actual angle of curvature of a building or your movement, which will cause your finger to begin to tingle because you've attracted charge. This living curvation is actually the physics of how charge capacitance can be translated in vorticity to approach perfect compression. And that's the chi, that's the life force, that's the real science of feng shui. It's self-empowering to teach the science, and it's beautiful, and it's romantic.